Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Evening, North State. This is James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And this is Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And how are you doing tonight, girl?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing well.
It's been a little while since we've been in the studio together.
I know, a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in here all the time with other things, and you're busy doing other
I've been in Cincinnati, and then
that's right.
Yeah, so.
Visiting
and then
the
we
baby.
Moved, and there was just a lot going on, so. We've had pre-recorded shows on the last couple of months, I think.
Well, I'm always on at least once a week with Nigel.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I think he made the announcement on Wednesday, I think he was on with Linda. We are changing this one of our radio show kind of format and time and date. We usually were on at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays doing CAD, California Adventure District. And now we're moving to Wednesday nights at 6, and we're still going to have those types of conversations, but it's going to be called Reading Weekly because we're launching a dedicated website for all of the heavy lifting calendar of events. We're trying, you know, everybody, I think there's been a lot of people that have tried to create a calendar that everybody could go to, like a one place thing. And so I think that's what we're going to do is be taking a stab at that. And which reminds me, we're going to have a meeting.
Oh, gosh.
We have to have a meeting.
All right.
Because you have a job.
Oh,
no, I'm just joking.
Oh boy.
I'm just joking. Anyway, so here we are in the throes of the holiday season. I really can't even imagine and believe that it would happen this fast.
I know.
Kind of it's like whiplash. Again, it was that way last year. What's the deal? I mean, I don't know if it's COVID or, you know, what it is that's caused us all to kind of be in a time warp or some type of a bubble.
It's like 2020 and 2021 have just kind of meshed together.
Right?
It's not. It's
I mean, we're on the precipice of 2022, and I'm wondering, I'm like, are things changing? Like, what's really actually going on? I can't even figure it out. But we did a big move, and most people know, but a lot of people still don't.
Right.
For 10 years, we've had the Enjoy Store and the Enjoy Magazine offices at 1475 Placer Street, Suites C&D.
Mm-hmm.
And we have made a move and have come over to 1261 Market Street, which is the old Board Mart building.
Not far from here.
Yeah. I mean, Jacob and I actually just walked here from the office, so that was really kind of fun and cool.
Yeah.
So we really are wanting people to come experience Enjoy in a new way. Our last location was only 2,150 square feet, and we have just over 8,000 square feet now. Not all of that's retail, but a lot of it is.
Mm-hmm. We have a warehouse
warehouses.
Yes,
yeah.
We can warehouse our magazines here.
Rhonda
on site.
Now the tides have changed. At the other location, I used to shove Rhonda in a closet where she worked in her office. Now I'm at working. My desk and office has been put in the warehouse.
I have a nice big office.
Because I'm a pig.
For now.
Because I'm a pig. And nobody wants to look at my messy desk. So I'm in the mid bay, as they say. We have two warehouses. We have one now that's going to be totally dedicated for us to do pick and pull for our website. So, you know, many years in the making, but we are officially going to launch a website. And we have all of our vendors' products lined up on shelves, so it's easy to locate and find each person and their back stock product. And then we have a lovely warehouse in the back that's huge with big roll-up doors where we can receive our magazines in one place now instead of having to go to other storage units.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a spot that we're going to develop into a kind of maker space with some heavy equipment for our woodworkers and things. And then I've already worked out some classes that will be done. We have a potterer that's been doing pottery classes in Napa for the last 40 years, and she's now living here in Reading. So she's going to be wanting to do some potter classes, which will be really cool. And then we have got Bernsini Wineries that's going to be moving in, and they're going to have wine tasting, so you'll be able to come do classes and have wine. We have cake decorators. We're trying to put in a small area for coffee service and roasting and fresh bread on Wednesdays and Fridays, and pastry chef. And so there's just a lot really happening in our little store. So I encourage you to come down and check us out again at 1261 Market Street.
It's really nice. It looks good.
So, We're here in the studio, obviously, with the November 2021 issue, number 182.
That's amazing. But I do want to get on with our first guest because he does have some place that he has to go. Is that okay?
No.
Oh. I told him, I promise, we'll get you on first.
I knew that to an extent, but I didn't really, really know. So, of course.
This has been very informative. I didn't know all this.
Yeah. Usually our format is Rhonda and I talk first, then we take our first commercial break, then we bring two.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to change that up.
And I didn't tell him probably today that I was going to do this.
No, that's fine.
Okay, good.
No, I don't really care. I just always want to talk.
Yeah. Who is this guest? You know?
I'm getting the dirty eye. Let's go.
Our first guest is John Welsh, and John is the director of Riverfront's play, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio show.
Which is going to be awesome.
That will open December 3rd. And
why the hurry? Because you actually have people waiting at the
well, we have a rehearsal tonight.
Place yeah. house waiting yeah. for you.
Yeah. And they were showing. No. I was just at the theater before I came here, and they were showing up. So, and Mary's there. The tech.
Take a picture
okay,
with
they
me.
Know
on
what,
your,
they know what to do. They better.
Yes, yeah. Take a picture
or I'm a lousy
of me
director.
On the, with your phone and show them and say, this is the root cause of my delinquency.
So, thank you for being here, John.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I want to hear about everything.
Holy
tell
Lordy.
Us tell us about the play and how it's going and
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I think the important thing is that I want to let everybody know, as Jacob was surprised to hear, we have sound effects that are going to be live on stage. We have nothing recorded.
That's so cool.
That is so everything that you hear, whether it's wind, whether it's thunder, whether it's a phone ring, it's live. It's on the table. It's on our Foley table, it's called.
Uh-huh.
So just so that people are clear, you're doing It's a Wonderful Life, but you're doing it as if it were being played to listeners on a radio.
That's right.
So you will have actors that will be at mics doing all of the parts and vocals, and then behind them, the term was new to me is Foley, right? You guys have an entire stage filled with stuff that...
Sound props.
Yeah, sound props. There you go. That's a good term for it. Yeah. That you use to make the sounds... So as if you were listening on the radio, it would sound like it was all, you know, people walking downstairs and closing doors and
water and
all that.
That's right.
And I was just there and gave a presentation to Leadership Reading, and I actually was on stage and I played with a lot of the stuff, and I was super tickled because it's just fun.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, we have three mics set up. So my actors, we have eight people on stage, and it's a sort of a choreographed thing, moving from mic to mic or sit back down if they're not going to be speaking for a while, so it's been fun. It's been fun moving people around and making sure everybody's close to that microphone like they would have been in 1946 in Manhattan doing a live radio play.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a young child, I actually, you know, was exposed to radio that way, stories. And I quite like it. It's very soothing, right? It really makes the mind's eye go to work.
Now, even growing up in Illinois, I could pick up KDKA in Pittsburgh as a kid. So I loved listening to the radio back then. And just actually, in college, I did a radio show. Mm. We had our electives to do, and I chose to put a radio on stage with just a spotlight on it, and I had my actors backstage, and we did a melodrama.
Yeah.
And it went over fantastic.
Oh,
people enjoyed it. Just a focus on the radio and then this listen and let your imagination go
wild. Well, you're in a comfortable state. You're sitting down usually, you know, doing something or even not. Just put your head back and just listen and it kind of, again, your mind's eye takes off and you start visualizing what's going on, right? And is it one of the famous things is, wasn't it War of the Worlds? Wasn't that
that's
one
right.
does?
Yeah.
And there were actually people throughout the country that
that's right.
went into panic mode thinking it was real.
That's right.
Yeah, I think they did a version of it here.
I was part of that a few years ago. Carl was in it. Carl and Linda were in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had fun doing that.
That sounded like a lot of fun.
Hey, listen, before we get too far away from my cast, I got a comment. All of these sound effects that I've talked about and all the Foley work, I take no credit for it. I have a stage manager who is also on stage as one of the actresses. This is Marilyn Robron, who is my lead Foley artist. And Don Singrani is another actor who has just pitched in like crazy, come up with ideas. It's been very inventive and very creative on their part. So when this thing goes over and is a huge success, I'm going to take no credit for it. I'm going to say, hey, I had a cast that just continued to bring ideas and contribute to the whole atmosphere. It's been great.
That's amazing because I haven't. You just seem to be very gentlemanly, and that's not what I've heard in the past.
So there have been a few nights.
So turning a new leaf, I see. Thank you. No, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, credit where credit's due for sure, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. The Foley sound effects, is there like a go-to book that says like, or do you make them up yourself, or do you borrow just some things, or do you just go and say, okay, so the traditional shoe walking is Christ Crispy treats and...
No, fortunately, we cheated. The script that we get from, I think it's Play Script Services has an index in the back and has suggestions.
Okay.
So we started with that. Mm-hmm. We used some of them, but some of them we've varied from, we've walked away from and come up with our own.
Yeah.
But we had help.
I think that would be the fun part is kind of trying to create your, even if traditional new or a new sound effect, right?
Yeah.
I know the wind machine. I mean, I played with a lot of things, and there were great things, but I was just infatuated with the wind machine.
Great.
It's just like a, I don't know what it is, some kind of a turning barrel with some fabric hanging over the top of it.
Yeah.
And it's like it sounds like when you're standing next to a door or a crack in a window or whatever, and the wind is howling, right? And you can get it to make that really kind of weird scream noise where it's like, whew, and it's like, Rhonda! I'm like, listen, it's the wind.
I love the little door.
Yeah,
the little door, sure. Listen, stepping away from the sound effects for a moment, I want to talk about my cast.
Yep.
I've got, it's a cast of 8 people, 3 women, 5 men, and we're playing a total of 40 different characters.
Wow. That's
crazy.
To watch these actors bring a different characterization to the different personalities or personality to the characterizations. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. So does some one person have multiple people that they play like right next to each other?
6 out of the 8 people have multiple people.
So like I could say something like, hello, and then 2 seconds later have to say something else in a different character.
There's kids. There's a little.
I do.
There's kids in it too, right? But they're not. Adults are doing kids' voices.
Everybody knows Zuzu.
Yeah.
Little Zuzu.
That would be
Zuzu with the bell.
Yeah, there you go. That would be very, very easily. I think you could screw that up if you didn't know where you were in the, you have to know your part.
Listen, I'm on stage. I'm playing a character too, so I have sharp elbows.
Ah.
If Monty doesn't hit that bell, I got an elbow in the ribs for
it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool. That's really cool.
I'm excited.
My wife and I are coming for sure because I'm super excited about this whole thing.
Good,
yes. And tickets are available at www.riverfrontplayhouse.net or you can purchase them at Enjoy the Store.
Yeah, you can come in. We are a come-in ticketing agent.
Mm-hmm.
We do get people that call over the phone. And we will help you if we are not super busy. Otherwise,
we prefer that you, especially this time of year, we prefer that you come in because we just can't do it on the phone. The store is very busy Christmas time. So
we are in reality, we're getting a second register, so that will help this time. But still, come on in, buy something fun, get a ticket for entertainment during the holidays. So
we open December 3rd. That's a Friday. We go Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee, then the following weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee. Then the following weekend is just Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's through the 18th. 12-3 through 12-18.
And we will have a signature drink in our concessions.
Yes.
And
that's going to be a Bailey's?
Bailey's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, of course, for a George Bailey.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah, well, that was your idea. So we're excited about
Flip
that.
His mind.
And, it's going to be fun. We have the theater all decorated up for Christmas.
Yeah.
So. Can't wait to see everybody. And thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take our first break and sit back, relax, and come join us in a few minutes.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back. We have a studio full of wonderful, good-looking people here that you dragged in, Rhonda. So I'm going to go ahead and just turn it over to you because we need to through all these little individuals here.
Let's see how fast we can do this. No.
No, we've got plenty of time.
So this weekend at Riverfront Playhouse, we are going to have Playwright's Night Out.
This is our theatrical edition.
Yes. Yeah. So Playwright's Night Out is... It's actually seven plays that were written by local playwrights, and they're about between 10 and 20 minutes long. There are eight directors that have signed on to direct these plays, and then there are 17 actors. So I have,
that's cool.
I have one of the playwrights, one of the co-directors who's directing with me, and three of the actors that are in the play that Marla O'Brien, my co-director, and I are directing. So, but they're in other plays too. So I'm going to have everybody talk about what they're doing. But first, I'm going to introduce you to Michael Polzine.
That's close enough.
Okay. Sorry. And Michael is a playwright, and he wrote our play, which is Instant Karma. And so how did you hear about Playwrights Night Out?
I joined a group called Reading Writers Forum about 3 years ago. I think they would appreciate that plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And they sent out a request, actually, or a notification of this event and asked for scripts if anybody wanted to submit something. So I had something from a few years ago, and I took it out and dusted it off and added a couple more characters and submitted it. And at first... no one selected it the first round.
Oh.
the first four or five directors passed on it, so I thought that would probably be the end of it. And then they sent me another email
It just took the right genius to see the material.
That's right.
That was it.
I guess. So anyway, my play was listed as the ones that had been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
So I,
and what's the basis of it, as far as just in a nutshell?
I would call it time travel in reverse.
Hmm. Okay.
Sort of. Instead of somebody from this time and place going forward or backward, historical figures materialize in our time.
Hmm.
And they have a conversation.
And wow. They all have a common denominator, too. They were all assassinated.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. So
gun violence is
dark, torturous.
Yeah. Sort of a theme. You know, I don't know if everybody agrees with this idea, but I see it as sort of a social ill, you know, mm-hmm. a social problem that we're all experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't start out to highlight that issue, but that's the course that it took.
Yeah. So as an individual, would you consider yourself a writer? I mean, is that what you love to do, a passion or a playwright? Or, I mean, this is not my area of expertise, so forgive me if I seem a little naive, but, obviously you wrote this, you know, and I don't know if you wrote more or if you just like to write or...
This is a great chance for me to plug myself, I guess.
Good.
I have a couple of short stories that have been published.
Okay.
By the Reading Writers Forum.
Okay.
But I'm just starting out. I'm mm-hmm. was able to retire a few years ago, and so all of a sudden I had all this free time, and I took a creative writing class at Shasta College.
Nice.
Online.
Uh huh.
And joined Reading Writers Forum, and
very cool.
That's great.
So I'm off and running, off and walking, actually.
Yeah.
Off and crawling.
Yeah, well, it's got to start somewhere. Yeah.
So, Marla.
Thank you.
Which one? Pick a mic.
Marla, go red.
Yes.
Take the red pill. No.
I'm going to just say a little bit about Marla. Marla O'Brien was part of Riverfront Playhouse in the early days in the 1980s. She moved away. She moved to Chico. She lived in Chico, Paradise area. And she recently moved back to Reading, and we are so, so, so grateful to have her.
That's because there's no homes there.
There's no homes.
You had to come back.
Yeah.
Well, and she has family here, too. So, So, but you have family there, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyway, but she's back at Riverfront Playhouse, and we're just really grateful. I was chosen, or I decided that I would like to direct this play. And my husband and I were supposed to co-direct it, and my husband ended up getting a call to help the Cascade and had to back out. So I told Marla, I said, I don't know what I'm doing because I've never directed a play before. She said, well, I can help you, and she's been a huge help. So thank you. So tell me about...
You're welcome.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this play? And I mean, what is your experience with being back at Riverfront?
Well, it's speaking of homes, it was my home. I used to, everybody that I knew said, that Riverfront was my second home when I lived here in the 80s. And it kind of was. Yeah, I was there a lot, as we are when mm-hmm. we do plays. A lot of rehearsal time that goes into putting on a production.
You get close.
Yes, we do. We get very close.
And she actually got married at Riverfront.
Ah.
Married on the stage at the old Riverfront.
I always tell people that so my father owned KMS Professional Hair Care.
Yes.
So way back in the day, Dick Kornfield or Richard was one of the founding fathers of that. And
right.
That was the KMS. So I used to hang out at the Riverfront all the time as a kid. I mean, little kid, I was running around there forever with the old days.
Okay, then I'm sure I saw you then. Yes. Yeah. Because I knew
with his son Mitch, and you know. That
oh
kind
yes,
of thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting doing a reader's theater, directing reader's theater, which I've actually never done. So I was just doing a little bit of finding out there are a lot of different types of reader's theater shows or presentations that can be done. So and it's actually fun because we get to use a portion of the new theater, the new Riverfront, which is very large.
Amazing.
And besides the auditorium of 150 seats with a main stage, we have another room that is where the concessions are, but it's got a big space where we set up tables cabaret style.
Mm.
And in the corner is a little raised area that's perfect for a stage and perfect for something like Reader's Theater and small cast shows, and it's been fun. It's been really fun, and getting to meet some new people, some of the new actors, and a good chance for, on a technical theater basis, for people to practice their vocal skills, because in Reader's Theater, that's the main tool, the main actor's tool is the voice.
Voice projection.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And character development, too, through that voice, because we don't really use props or scenery or per se for very many, if any.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's must be a big change to come from there and then move and then see this, right? I mean, the new location.
It is very different.
Every time I go, I keep telling Rhonda, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
You cross that bridge, you feel like you're going into... Like
you
a,
do,
you know,
do.
And some the, really fairyland, right? Right. You're going to go in and
yes, in the lobby area that we have an art wall, light shining out. So we showcase artists and so. And anybody out there that does that?
We have the artist hanging his art
right now.
As we speak.
I know.
Awesome. So, anyway, we do have to take a break, but I do want to just say one more thing about Marla. I have learned a lot from her, and I hope that we get to do something together, like for reals. Down the road, so
not just a 10-minute job, a full.
Yeah. Well, speaking of voices, I really like Rhonda's voice, so I keep teasing her. I keep saying, "I'm going to get you in a play."
I don't think so.
She's really good. Yeah, she keeps saying that.
You can sit her behind a mic, behind the curtain, and she can just fill the room with something. Right?
There we go. Right? That's right.
All right, we're going to take our break, and we get back, we'll introduce you to the rest of the crew that's in here with us tonight. So sit back, relax, and come back and join us.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy.
And we're back, North State. Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's fun going on behind the scenes between breaks. We get to talk about all the fun things that were going on in everybody's lives here and where we live. And you're a new downtowner and living in the cool apartments. I mean, that's a whole new thing that's happening when we got that open here in Reading. So we're seeing big changes downtown. I'm super excited. So who is our next?
Our next guest I'm going to introduce you to is Richard Grace. And Richard has been in several plays at Riverfront Playhouse. And he is in my play. Well, not really my play, but he's in the play that I'm directing.
Wow,
and
look at you possessive.
I know.
Didn't take long at all. Diva.
And Richard is playing the character of John Lennon. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about... You're in a few plays, though, are you not?
That's right, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing John Lennon in Instant Karma. Hello out there, all you lovely people out there.
Oh, there it is.
So there's
sound like him.
So there's just a little sample. You know, and yeah, that's an interesting little bit of work there. But I'm also in another play called Suddenly Married. And I'm not going to give anything away, but I basically play someone called The Driver. And I also play a doctor who apparently is a bit of a jerk.
Oh.
Come see the show and you'll see what I mean.
And are you having a great time doing these?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And
you were just in Clue as well.
I was. I was the
Good
motorist
Lord.
In that.
Yes.
You're
yeah.
a busy boy.
Oh, I am now. You see, Clue is actually my first play at this new building.
Uh-huh.
And I've been out of the game, actually, since 2017 when I played Bob Cratchit in the Riverfront's production of Christmas Carol.
And why did you drop off for a while?
I just kind of...
Needed a break?
I needed to focus on work.
Uh-huh.
And I also... I tried auditioning for other things, including the initial run of Clue, but I never got picked up for them.
Okay.
It wasn't until this new run of Clue, when several actors dropped out and they had new auditions,
mm-hmm.
that I actually was able to get back in the game, and I'm happy to do so because I've always loved being in the theater.
Sure. Yeah. Well, your star is on the rise again.
That's right. That's right. Okay, and then we also have here Kevin Knapp, and Kevin is playing Abe Lincoln, and... Are you playing other characters as well?
I am. I'm in three different plays.
Oh, gosh.
I play Abe Lincoln in Instant Karma. I play a witty grandfather in Two Cents. And I play Bob, an obnoxious husband, in the Mexican-Hungarian restaurant.
Oh, my God.
They're
awesome. I wasn't expecting that one.
You're also new to the area?
I am new to the area.
Uh-huh.
I came here 3 years ago after my girlfriend lost her house in the car fire.
Oh.
I came out to help her pick up the pieces, stayed for a couple months, and went back east to do some things and came back out for this time of the year for Thanksgiving and Christmas, stayed through April. Had some things to do back east and came out full-time July of 2019.
Wow.
With that, I said I was going to be part of the community, involved in veterans events. I served 28 years in the Army, and other local activities, mm-hmm. one of which is theater.
And we're so happy you're here. We really are.
Well,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I see you in, I can see you and picture you in other things
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he's got another great character
uh-huh.
face, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We did, I was part of the Arts Theater, which is an offshoot mm-hmm. of Riverfront, with Denise Dirk
mm-hmm.
And company. And I was Jack in The Devil at Midnight.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I played Maury in Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, good, mm-hmm. good. Well, I can't wait to see you in a main stage production at Riverfront. So
looking forward to
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And then we also have Lindsay Zanaroli. And Lindsay's
gosh.
Another one that's been in just about every play that you can imagine.
Lindsay,
she was our Wendy in the virtual Peter Pan. And she also has history with James and I, but mostly James because her mom was James's nanny for
mm-hmm.
a few years. So we've known Lindsay since she was born.
Yeah, I remember you when you were not even. Your mother was not even married. You,
yep.
I mean, you were nothing for a long time. And then, poof, all of a sudden, we were like, oh.
Yep. And Lindsay's been in, she was Wendy in our Peter Pan virtual play. You've been in plays at the
everything.
Axiom. You've been in plays at the college. You've been in plays in high school. You're in Madrigal. That's coming up. When is that coming up?
The first dinner is December 1st.
Yes.
So very soon.
You're doing the Madrigal?
I am doing Madrigal dinner, yes.
I did Madrigal back in the day.
Yes. Did you?
Yeah. So, I laid the foundation, girl, that you're walking on.
And now you are playing. You have three plays that you're in for the Playwrights Night Out. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm doing three. So I have Instant Karma, where I'm playing Viola Liuzzo, a civil rights activist, which it's very interesting learning more about the history for this play. And then I'm also in Suddenly Married, just like Richard, where I'm playing a young emo girl.
Oh, God.
Which is very fun, very different from what I'm used to playing. And then I'm also in My Two Cents, where I'm playing a young environmentalist who's very for climate change. Very passionate about climate change.
She wants climate change to stop. Or
yes.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was on the right side. I was like, she wants climate change? No.
And you've also been in several Riverfront Playhouse productions as
yes.
well. Yeah.
So I did Peter Pan, like you said, where I was Wendy, and then I did Our Town in 2016, and I was Rebecca Gibbs.
Yeah. You were awesome in that too.
So what's the bug that you caught to do this? Like, I mean, was it your mom that helped you, or are you just, is this something that you just found on your own?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. I started with Kids Unlimited because I knew Don Hess.
Yeah.
And then I guess it just grew from there.
But don't you remember seeing her walking downtown with her little dance gear on?
Yeah, I mean,
her hair, lots of curls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, she was a natural little show pony.
Tiny little girl.
But yeah, I always find it funny who ends up being able to do that.
Yep.
I mean,
and even like for you, Kevin, you started acting later in life, or did you?
I did some acting in children's theater in high school.
Uh-huh.
10 years ago, I was recovering from physical challenges from my time in the military. While I was being treated at Walter Reed and the Washington, D.C. Veterans Hospital.
Well, thank you for your service, most importantly.
And part of my honor and duty as a citizen.
Yeah.
Part of the recovery process included neurokinetic therapy in New York City.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle live in New York City. They're both actors. And my aunt found a theater that did veterans theater using Shakespeare as the platform, because Shakespeare wrote veterans in every one of his plays. It's a program called Decruit.
I was going to say that it would just be good for your mind because it's so difficult that it would keep you distracted.
that's part of it. The military, the whole premise behind this, you're recruited into the military, but when it comes time to leave, whether it's on your initial enlistment or after you retire, there's no transition program to come back into the world.
What a great program
especially for those who've been in combat and are dealing with post-traumatic stress, this is very cathartic and gets the veteran to come out of themselves.
Right.
And again, because Shakespeare uses veterans in every one of his plays, it can touch some corners of your heart that open up.
There's a bit of honoring there, right?
Yes.
You know, and obviously you want somebody in there potentially that's authentic, you know,
yes.
not just a character that's playing, but somebody that actually lived it.
Which brought me here to this.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
What a great group, Rhonda.
I know. Aren't they great? Uh-huh. And they're all doing such a great job. And it is Reader's Theater, so, you know, they did not have to memorize their lines. We've had two rehearsals.
Yeah.
So, and we weren't all together for both of them. So, but they're going to do a great job. We have a dress rehearsal after this tonight, and we'll find out.
You'll find out.
We'll find out how it goes.
Come see us. Let us know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And after the if you want tickets to the show, we are giving away two tickets to Playwrights Night Out, and we're also giving away two tickets to It's a Wonderful Life. So if you want to try and win those, give the theater a call, or the radio station a call.
Tonight?
The number is,
that surprised me,
605-4567. So let us know which ones. I mean, the first person gets to pick which ones they want. So two, It's a Wonderful Life, and two to Playwrights Night Out. So
they get to choose.
Yes. And
okay.
Yeah.
Again, what are the dates and times for this event?
Playwrights Night Out is tomorrow night. It opens tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
It runs Saturday and a matinee on Sunday. just this weekend. And then It's a Wonderful Life opens on December 3rd and plays until the 19th.
Very cool.
Well, thank you
guys for,
18th.
You obviously all have your own lives, right, and do your work and school and everything that you guys do, but to take the time and to invest into the community and provide a way for people to have some joy and escape, and, you know, I think theater is such an important part of every core community. So thank you guys for
thank you for what you guys are doing.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we have our last guest. Yeah, look at him over there. He's waiting. So sit back, relax, and come back and join us.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Enjoy yourself with me. Come on, everybody. Enjoy yourself.
James, you have such a great voice.
Right? It just goes right through the universe. Welcome back to KCNR. Again, this is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now with James Masada from Enjoy Magazine and
Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
And we've had a load of people in here, and I loved it. They're all great people. I loved all their faces. And theater is fun. So
it is really fun. I got the bug.
Yeah, I know you have, right? Did you see me, too, during break? I FaceTimed my mom because she was bothering me about wanting to talk. And I was like, I'm a little busy, right? And then I got a text from Yvonne saying, oh, can you make me a cup of coffee? Because we got a new coffee machine, right?
and it's connected to my phone, and she knows to call me, and then I make her coffee from my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm like, what do you want? She wants, oh, I want a Dupio. And so then I boop, boop, boop in my phone, and then the machine at the house starts and makes her coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that?
That's
so
wild.
Spoiled.
I'm going to get one of those and have you start making coffee for me, too.
Yeah. Can you make some for me?
I'm like, I'm on the radio, but yes, what do you want? She's like, a Dupio. And I was like, oh, and I got the thumbs up. I said, make sure there's a cup under the spout.
Wow.
So, see, I multitask.
You do.
All right.
All right. Well,
Jakob.
We have Hello. Another guest, believe it or not.
No, he's more than a guest. Unfortunately for me, he's now family.
We are family.
We're cousins. Well, identical cousins.
Yes, exactly. What are we? We are
cousins twice removed.
We're half cousins-in-law.
Yeah, twice removed.
Something like that. Yeah. I forget. It's my cousin is married to
my brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and
that's why we that's why we look alike.
Mm-hmm.
I look but unfortunately I look just slightly younger. We get confused.
Yeah,
who's the older of the two.
So people don't ask you if he's your dad.
No, they actually ask me if I'm okay. James's dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, they would say, "Oh, is that your grandpa?" What's going on, my friend, Mr. Downtown?
So, yeah, Jakob Akana is here.
Yes.
And he is here to talk about Viva Downtown because there is a lot of stuff going on. He is here in place of Blake, who is...
Not any less important.
No, he's
just
not.
I don't different. Know about that.
Just different.
Yeah. Blake is in the Cascade Christmas, so he was not able to be here, but Jake graciously... volunteered to
yes,
take his place.
To,
and we're really happy to have you here.
Well, Jakob also does a lot for us,
yes,
too.
He does.
Besides, no, just working for Viva and then coming on our show, but you actually help us with distribution of our publication.
And
you were just at the store and our back offices the other day helping me edit
video.
A video.
Mm-hmm.
So the new... A lot of people don't realize, but our magazines has a new technology called Live Portrait, where you can go to your phone and go to your app store, download a free app. It just says download. It asks one question: can we have access to your camera? It says yes. You launch it and turns your camera into a scanner that it's got AI technology, and it can see the picture on the page of the magazine, and it will launch video. So Jakob was kind enough. I actually went down for this issue right now. We went and I filmed, you know, probably 14 minutes of video with City of Reading, the new outdoor spaces, New Pond Trail, I think it's called, mm-hmm. where the Salmon Run is. And it's one of the newest additions to our walking parks, and it's one that you can actually take dogs off leash. And so I got a bunch of footage, and then you were kind enough to come over and help me throw a little edit together.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
Jakob's also very involved with the Fiddlers.
Yes, I am the president of District 6 of the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association.
Wow. Well, you're an incredible musician on top of that.
You
got like you play all kinds of instruments and sing. And
if it has strings, I try to tinker around on it.
And then you do all kinds of editing. You're also in robotics. You are literally a jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Well, mastering. You never, you know, that's a lot to master.
Well, yeah. It's always a process. You know?
Yeah, right? Well, so welcome. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in downtown this month. Specifically, the first weekend, there's a lot going on. But before we get there, I want to mention that November 27th is Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to have, it's in collaboration with a whole bunch of different groups. Wouldn't even want to try to remember all of them right now. But basically, it's going to be kind of a home base situation over at the park where you're going to be able to pick up a passport and then go to all of these small businesses across downtown Reading. And when you get there, you're going to be either scanning a QR code or getting some kind of signature. And then at the end, depending on how many businesses you go and visit, you will be entered into a raffle to win all sorts of amazing prizes.
Now, is this is something that you guys put together, or is this an individual?
This we work a lot with Suzanne over at Carousel.
Yeah.
So she is the one who kind of has been headlining it. For the most part, along with this is why Blake comes here is because Blake knows all this information.
Yeah.
He's
well,
hit
you're
with
doing
all of
great.
It.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it's in collaboration with Carousel and then the park, and basically it's just a opportunity to get people into downtown Reading to support all of your local businesses. I mean, we have 30, 40 plus 50 yeah. local businesses all within the downtown core that, you know, a lot of people don't even realize exist. I mean, you have your staples like From the Hearth, and you have Theory Coffee, you have Enjoy the Store.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different places.
A lot
that,
of new ones.
A lot of new ones.
Uh-huh. And if people walked downtown,
exactly.
they would see them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about walking downtown. Well, I find stuff all the time.
My friend Julie Dinius just came into the store with her next door neighbor, and that's what she said. She said, I'm here, but she said, we came downtown and we parked, and she said, and we went and had lunch, and then we've just walked all day.
Exactly.
And she's like,
yeah.
she was carrying all these bags and stuff, and she was like, and now I'm here because I can know, you know, I'm enjoying the store because I know that I can come in and do a ship, I can do a shipping crate. And so that's what she did, but that's what she was saying was, okay, you could do totally different things now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much to do in downtown. And Small Business Saturday is just the start of, you know, mm-hmm. getting people down there to help them realize it. I mean, obviously this event's been going on for years past, but we're hoping to kind of grow it and make it more of a conclusive event for everybody in downtown.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool. The next, I guess, weekend is December 3rd, and there's a lot going on, so bear with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
First off, we have the opening of the Art Hunger Winter Gallery at the IOOF Hall mm-hmm. at 1504 Market Street. That is put on by Carlo Henry, and he is going to be doing a winter art gallery and workshop from the 3rd of December to the 23rd of December, and that's going to have a bunch of local artists coming in to showcase their art, as well as workshops that Carlo is going to be putting on that is going to have, you know, parents and kids coming in there to mm-hmm. make ornaments, to make Christmas cards, to make mason jar snow globes, really, really cool crafts that he's kind of come up with to have these workshops to get people, you know, involved mm-hmm. in art and culture in downtown. Next up on same date, December 3rd, is the Christmas tree lighting. So that's going to be at 7 p.m. is when we're going to be lighting it. But a couple hours prior, we have the Shasta Classics Car Club brought to you by Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be parked along the new Market Street downtown, right in front of Market Center and the IOOF Hall.
Yep.
That street's going to be closed off, and we're going to have a park and shine there from 5 to 7. So come down early to the Christmas lighting, and you'll be able to see all these classic cars. They're going to be decked out with Christmas presents and trees and Santa hats and everything, you know, Christmas-themed, Christmas and holiday-themed. And then at the end of it, at 7 o'clock, is when the tree's going to get lit.
Nice.
And it's also?
It's also First Friday. Yes, thank you, Rhonda. That was actually right underneath.
And next.
Yes. So First Friday, so all of the majority of our downtown businesses are going to be staying open even past the day or the time that they usually do, so around till, you know, 8 or 9 p.m. So after you're done watching the Christmas tree get lit up, be sure to go out and support all of your downtown local businesses like Enjoy and, you know, I say Enjoy because I'm looking right at you guys in the face. But
well, I'm giving you the dirty eye because
I know you're saying
that's the only word to come off your tongue.
Exactly. Enjoy, Viva, and Downtown. That's all I'm allowed to say. And then the next day is the lighted.
But it's the parade's the next night. Yes.
So the next night is the lighted Christmas parade, and that's going to be starting at 6 o'clock. If you want more information about that, you can go to the
2030.
Yeah, it's the active2030club.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have all the information about that. It's the same lighted Christmas parade that we've always had, same route, starts at 6 p.m. Next up is, one more thing on the 3rd. The, Cascade Christmas, Jingle Arg the Way. It's a Christmas pirate show directed by John Truitt. He's going to be directing the show for...
Nothing, you're good. I'm just looking.
Oh. It's going to be going on from the 26th to the 28th.
Well, we do have 1 minute till we're off.
Okay, I'll speak quickly. 26th to the 28th of November and the 3rd to the 5th of December is Cascade Christmas. And then December 17th is the last thing that I got is the Santa Pub Crawl.
That's a fun one.
Oh, it's so great. We just got all the beards and hats ordered. They are absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. I think, what date is that?
It's December 17th.
I wonder if that's the first pour that we're going to be doing with
Brincini
in the store. Because I know she has got a date set for something. I'm not really sure.
Maybe. We'll talk.
Yeah.
But
that's beer typically, isn't it?
Well, it's
whatever.
Pubs.
Okay.
So we have a Westside Wines, so they're going to be doing wine,
okay.
And then lots of the other breweries that are bars, pubs downtown, they have wine
okay.
as well.
Okay.
But the what I wanted to say about that is that you can find tickets on vivadowntownreading.org. We have all of the events lined up there, so you can get all of your information there.
It's easy to find. Viva.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank
we gotta
you.
Go.
We do have to go.
That was a quick hour.
I know,
yeah.
Right? Thank you. Thanks, North State, and we'll see you next month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.